Good evening. I'm Susan Arnold from the Appalachian Mountain Club. Thanks for this opportunity. AMC is an intervener and will be submitting more detailed written comments before the deadline. AMC's mission is to promote the protection, enjoyment, and understanding of the mountains, forests, waters, and trails of the Appalachian region. We helped pass the 1911 Weeks Act, creating the Eastern National Forest System and the White Mountain National Forest. 2 years ago, we celebrated the 100th anniversary of the Weeks Act. The results of this EIS process will be critical to determining what New Hampshire, the White Mountain National Forest, and the Appalachian Trail will look like 100 years from now. AMC offers the following 6 scoping recommendations. Thoroughly examine cumulative impacts. This EIS is the foundation of all the decision-making processes. It is paramount it include an in-depth analysis of the cumulative impacts of Northern Pass to the White Mountain, AT, State of New Hampshire, and individual towns. AMC's updated GIS scenic assessment approximates that more than 111,000 acres in New Hampshire, including almost 2,000 acres in the White Mountains, would be negatively impacted in the most visually sensitive 0 to 4 mile range. There are 17 New Hampshire towns that could have 2,000 to more than 8,000 acres impacted in that same range, Concord being the worst. Reject the White Mountain National Forest as the preferred alternative. The revised application reveals that tower heights in the White Mountain will increase over twofold from existing conditions. The White Mountain National Forest is a national treasure. It was not set aside to enable for-profit electric infrastructure projects. The proposed route should be rejected. Hydro-Quebec is the appropriate context for studying alternatives. DOE must consider all of Hydro-Quebec's options as it reviews reasonable alternatives in this EIS and not buy into the limitations created by its relationship with NU. Examine all alternatives. The alternatives analysis should examine burial and other routes, as well as energy conservation and efficiency, demand-side management, and distributed energy generation. They all offer significant benefits. The EIS must look at impacts in Canada. To produce 1,200 megawatts, HQ's large-scale hydropower involves mega-scale flooding of boreal forests and organic soils and massive river diversion, equivalent to flooding New Hampshire's largest town, Pittsburgh. If clean and green is going to stay part of the application, they need to look at that. Finally, this flawed scoping process needs to be revised. There's been a flawed contractor selection project, there's lack of data available to the public, and the Section 106 process is proceeding with no public involvement. As you've heard earlier, neither DOE nor the applicant has much credibility with the public. This is tragic. It is essential that DOE make this permit review process fair and transparent. Please extend the scoping period, and given all the delay that's already happened, let us have that public data and that opportunity to review the EIS alternatives. Thank you.